Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you my experience doing the OMAD diet, which is the one meal a day type of eating style. I'll share with you guys a little bit about why I did it, kind of some of the benefits of just fasting in general, and then how my experience was while doing the OMAD diet, and then kind of what I'm doing now because I stopped doing that for several reasons, which I will explain here in a bit. The OMAD diet is essentially a type of intermittent fasting or time-restricted fasting is what we refer to it as, except for usually in intermittent fasting, people do like an 18-hour fast and 6-hour feeding window. In one meal a day, you're typically doing 23 hours of fasting and one hour of eating for that one meal a day. So just before we begin, I'm going to give you guys two tidbits of information, one of them being that this isn't any superior type of diet or way of eating, in my opinion. It's just a type of fasting with specific ratios. But as far as like losing weight or anything like that, it's not going to benefit you in really any way compared to anything else in the fact of losing weight, because overall it's just going to be calories in, calories out. So if you have 6 meals a day and eat 1,500 calories and you have 1 meal a day and eat 1,500 calories, then your weight's going to be the same. Now, granted, typically when people do 1 meal a day, they have a hard time getting their maintenance calories, which puts them in a weight loss category, but it's probably not sustainable long term, but it is something that you can think about. So always just do what's best for you, but as far as weight loss or just health goes, but here's just kind of my experience with it. I also have a pretty high like flexibility with food in the fact that I've fasted pretty frequently or semi-regularly. I've done a 72-hour fast and plenty of 24-hour fasts as well. And then typically when I used to follow pretty intermittent fasting, like 18 hours fasting in that 6-hour window. So I'm a little bit more used to fasting in the fact that I also don't get hungry very often. But the reasons why I did it was, one, just to kind of experiment. I've heard about it in the past, and then I was reading a book that talked about Buddhism and kind of stuff that they follow, and I found it interesting in the fact of like spirituality and meditation and just kind of overall health benefits. But in typical Buddhism fasting, from what I've found, they typically don't eat after their noon meal, and that's just to give them extra time for meditation. They did say that it was health benefits where they didn't have any more ailments, and they chose to eat in the mornings more so as well. Just they say it health benefits in general, and there's a specific type of fasting that a certain area was performing where it was more 1 meal a day, which just means they're eating 1 meal a day and that's it. So they're still eating that 1 meal before noon, but they're only having one instead of just stopping their food at 12 o'clock. So it's a very specific type of time-restricted eating in the fact that you're only having that 1 meal. So that's kind of the reasons why I decided to try it and just kind of see what it was like. So the way I structured mine is I was typically work throughout the day, so I couldn't really eat like at 10 or 11 because I would be working at that time. So what I did is I would wake up early, cook my food so I'd be awake for a bit, eat a big breakfast, and that way I was done eating in the morning. And my food would have plenty of time to digest before I went to bed, which is why I did the morning time. For me personally, I'm not a big eater in the morning, so that was a little bit difficult for me, which is why I ended up stopping it overall. But that was kind of a problem. I could have just adjusted, right, and ate later in the day, and that probably would have solved a few things. But overall, it just wasn't something that I was wanting to do. So that's why I ended up stopping. I did run my experiment for about 2 weeks. Some benefits that I did find is that I really didn't feel hungry where I wanted food at all. So that was kind of cool where I was able to go that 2 weeks and for the most part only have that 1 meal a day. I had a lot of increased time on my hands. I wasn't cooking food 3 different times a day, and I wasn't having to eat those 3 times a day. So I had a lot more time on my hand to do other things, read or just do extra things around the house, which was pretty cool. I also thought that it gives you a better relationship with food and the fact that you can kind of see if you go past that initial spell that says I'm hungry, you really don't feel the need to eat after that sometimes. So I find there's kind of 3 main areas besides just being hungry or lacking nutrients, why you would kind of feel hungry, that I find, at least for me. One is just the routine, right? People are typically used to eating at certain times of the day. So just like anything, after repetition, you're like, oh, it's 6 o'clock. Your body says it's that time to eat again, and you get hungry. The other thing is just cravings and taste. I rarely was hungry for food during this 2 weeks, but I would see something or I'd think about something and I would crave that food, and that's what would make me want to eat it. But I wasn't hungry with the fact that I felt like I needed to eat it. So a good question to ask when those happens is, like, would I eat an apple right now? And if the answer is no, it's probably because you're not that hungry. It's just that you're craving something else. The other thing is the social component of it. I found sometimes I wouldn't be hungry at all, and then my wife would come downstairs and say she was going to make something for dinner, and I instantly became hungry just because of those cues. Usually, right, we're eating dinner together, or when she's cooking, it means there's going to be food afterwards. So there's just that little mind kind of connection that tells you that. So I kind of found that you don't really need as much food as you think you do, right? People used to, during times of famine or whatnot, they would go long periods of time without food and they'd survive, right? Obviously, with too much, you end up getting weaker, losing a lot of weight, which is essentially why I stopped the OMAD diet. And it wasn't that I was getting weaker or anything or tired. I felt fine. But after the 2 weeks, I did start to lose weight. And just because I wasn't able to eat enough calories, I was trying to, but you can only eat so much before you start feeling full. And I don't typically like to stuff myself because right then you don't feel well. So I just wasn't able to eat enough food to do that. Like I said, I could have changed it and done it a little bit more in the evenings when I felt that I would probably do better with that. But it's not something that I want to stick to long term, so it wasn't something for me. A big thing to also consider is if you're going to be very strict with this is the social component, in the fact that, right, if people want to go out to eat and you ate at 12 o'clock because that was your time you usually eat, and they want to go out at 5, right, you can either say, oh, I'll go out with you guys, but I'm not going to eat. You can, or you're just going to say you're not going to go out with them because you don't want to be the weird person not eating at dinner. Overall, right, I would say if you're going to do this type of lifestyle or this type of eating, I would make it flexible in the fact that you can change that window a little bit or have some food, maybe not a big meal, right, but have some food outside that window just for that social component, right? You don't want to be miserable just to eat a certain way. So I would say that's something to consider as well. Overall, though, I'm not – the experiment, the diet, everything was – it wasn't bad. It was a good experience. Like I said, I had a lot more time on my hands, and it was fun to do because I felt like it did change that little relationship with food. But typically what I'm doing now is I do try to fast a little bit at least prior to nighttime. So, right, try to eat your last meal within like 3 to 4 hours before you sleep so that it can actually fully digest when you're asleep. And then I try not to eat for an hour or two after I wake up, if possible. And those are kind of like just extends that sleeping fast window. So you can do that. You can also do intermittent fasting, right? Lots of times I'll just eat my first meal at 12, but I'm not strict in the fact that now I typically just eat if I'm hungry. If I wake up and I'm starving, I'm not going to stick to that window. I'll wait the hour or two and then I'll try to eat something. But if I'm not hungry, I don't feel a need like, right, oh, it's 12 o'clock, it's lunchtime, I have to go make something to eat even though I'm not hungry. So I'm basically just eating when I'm hungry and then trying to incorporate some fasting windows on the each side of before sleep and after sleep. And that seems to work well for me. I enjoy it in that there's no restrictions or anything like that. And the fact that I still feel well because my food is digested before I'm going to bed. And it's been working well for me. So that's typically what I am doing. I would love to hear your guys' thoughts on fasting. If you've done the OMAD diet or anything like that, I'd love to hear from you. You can make any comments on YouTube or on Instagram at Dr. J. Cardoza DPT. And until again, we'll see you guys next time. Make sure you guys subscribe so you guys don't miss anything.